Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Morgan Stanley thinks that the S&P 500 is headed towards a bear market. So stock market was actually up today, but the S&P is still down from its 52-week high. Mm-hmm. Its 52-week high was 4,800, and it's currently right below 4,300. So how do we feel about this prediction of a bear market coming?
Goes into what we've been saying, and we haven't seen the worst of it yet. I think I was in a car with Dom dropping him off, and I think it was Guy Domingo on CNBC. If you guys saw the interview earlier, you can put it if it was him or not. But he said this cycle going into a presidential season is actually one of the worst quarters. So the NASDAQ, when I did my estimation, I said to Saturday, we'll get to about negative 21%. The Dow has not fallen as much as it should yet. To know when the market is going to turn around, please keep your eyes on the London market, because Europe is going to get hit a lot harder. So look at the FTSE, look at CAC. When they start to uptick, that's when you know like the bear market is going to end. Because so if Europe gets it, has a worse recession than us, we'll go up before they do. But to know when it's over, when the FTSE and the CAC begins to uptick and stays above that recession level, that's when we know we're in the clear. So until the Dow falls, we're not done completely. We were up today, but Mondays and Fridays, the market has the highest probability of going up. If we go up Tuesday and Wednesday, that'd be a very great sign, but more than likely we're not. We're probably going to fall tomorrow. Okay. So for those of you who are looking for shorts, look for your setup. You can look to short more than likely tomorrow. And most of the reason, a small influence, was this news with Elon. Let's say Tuesday and Wednesday, there won't be as much good news. The real test for how bad the bear market will be is Apple and Microsoft earnings. We'll talk about it later. If those numbers are not great, which they will be, and if the stock does not move up aggressively, or let's say they even have great numbers and we tank down.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Apple and Microsoft are the ones to keep your eyes on because they are the two most important stocks in the country. So Apple, Microsoft, Google third, keep your eyes on those to see how the sentiment is, because all the hedge funds already know. They're just waiting for everything to play out, but everything's already been priced in. So keep your eyes on that.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I just heard Josh Brown had said that it might have been this morning, and he was talking about, look, Microsoft and Apple have really blinded us from what's really happening. Right. If they ever had a major pullback, we would see the economy fully be in a recession. Right. Like, or fully be into a bear market, I should say. The NASDAQ itself is already in a bear market. So when we talk about down 20%, and this is the third week in a row, and I'm like, yeah, we're big on tech. But again, we got to find our right spots. So we got to be mindful of that. And one of the things that, and I've pretty much seen a consensus around, is like, well, where should we go? Because usually they'll talk about a sector rotation, but like, well, what's the rotation now? Because no one can see where the next rotation is going to be, except the guy with the crystal ball. So I've been reading articles. I've been seeing people saying pharma and biotech, but those have taken a beat. Like, biotech is taking a huge beating over the past 12 months. And so, you know, to not really have the trust in that sector is like, I can understand why people would, but you know, we just keep your eye on those two areas, pharma and biotech, now, because that seems to be the consensus of what people are saying. If the S&P does pull back, and it won't be just one or two companies, it'll be, they're saying like every company is going to pull back at the same time, and that's 500 companies. So obviously that's pretty much the U.S. economy. Look at those two sectors to be a place where you could probably find something with not as much of a downside.
And I want to remind everyone, sector rotation is for institutional traders that takes, or companies, that takes capital from clients and have to deploy or put it to use. Mm-hmm. So when Frederick has been on Stock Club Call, shout out to Frederick. Dave has been on. These are all people that worked at BlackRock, like the biggest funds on earth. Both of them said the same thing. The number one advantage retail investors have is to be able to hold longer than a hedge fund. So you don't have to change sector by sector, quarter by quarter, mm-hmm. or even strategy by strategy. The longer you hold quality, that is our, like, for those of you who are like, I love what GameStop did, AMC did, and took over the institutions. You can do that if you just hold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But most of us don't. And the information that CNBC, Bloomberg is reporting is not really for retail investors. That this edge for institutional fund-to-fund type investors. So if you hold on, you don't have to focus on sector rotation. Now, the truth is, most of the companies right now that are publicly traded are terrible. And I told you when we first did it, quantitative easing, once that went away. And I told you guys, the only flaw in two tech, two index is if inflation got over 19%. We're not there yet. We get to 19, you're going to see me sweat a little bit. We haven't seen the work. This is barely a hard pullback. This is nothing in comparison to 2016, August 24, 2015. And I'll drop a gem on you guys who weren't there. I wish you guys were there. But learn how to trade the FTSE, German DAX, Japanese Nikkei. So even if the rotation happens by country, you still have to be able to produce money. All countries and economies will not be down. So you have to be able to produce alpha or gain somewhere. So if you know how to trade every index and go back to episode 70, I gave you guys the entire blueprint there. Be able to trade every index on earth. You won't lose money, especially on the future side. Those of you that are trading, or if you're doing options and doing puts, you should be making money hand over fist because we have a clear direction. Quantitative easing is a way. We have more fear than ever. Institutions are afraid. There's not as much capital being put out. Angels, investors are investing less. Mm-hmm. Secondary rounds are different. Seed rounds are not different.
Yeah, the volume of trading is going down.
Yeah, it's easy. We have more shorts and more downside pressure. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, another one is agriculture, another sector. Just to keep your eye on. Like, I'm not sure if anybody's paying attention, but China, you know, they're battling the COVID virus right now. And there's plenty of lockdowns and it's heading toward Beijing, which is obviously a major, major city. So
yeah,
there's, you know, their lockdown is a lot different from ours. A little bit more, I shouldn't even say a little bit, a lot more control where you're not allowed to leave your residence. And so if people are not able to get to food and not able to go outside to shop for food, these are some of the things we got to take into account when we're talking about, all right, yeah, well, if that's a shortage, then obviously there's going to have to be somebody that fulfills that shortage. So agriculture might be one of those things to look at as well.
And to tie into that, you guys need to look into any food manufacturers that has little to no debt, because even with the water disparity that's happening and the water shortage, the food shortage is going to get bad. And if you guys have been doing your research, you've seen what's happened in food manufacturing over the last 6 or 7 weeks. There is a big event happening in that space. I'll say that and leave it there. Kudos to my guy who sent me that article. Please go look and research what has happened in the food space. So if you can find a good one, there may be a lot less competition, which would drive up prices and make that stock as a result more valuable. So I want you guys to take the emotion out of it. Look at the data. If the market is clearly down, if you're a trader, add to your positions. Don't hold them for long. Obey your targets. Do not deviate. Patience pays. So you may only get 4 amazing trades, but those 4 amazing trades may pay you what 12 last year would have paid you. And if you are truly an investor and you can go both directions, I'm not going to do a Charles Barkley, I promise you. But if you guys can go both directions, you should make a killing. When a man banged you, I was like, Charles, what you do, boy?
Nah, he went too far.
He went too crazy.
Hey, right? You saw the first person that laughed was Kenny Smith, right?
Facts.
New York City, man.
Yes. I saw Charlamagne post, can we grow up? I'm like, no, never.
No, we're not going to. We're not going to.
Oh, and also soybean. If you guys can, homework right now, quiz question. What is a company or a ticker that will allow you to invest in soybeans? That soybean future has been going up like crazy. So when certain commodities go up, that's why I say, like, the one thing that Cramer said that is always true, there is a bull market somewhere. Soybean has been going up like crazy. There are a couple other commodities that have been taken off during this recession. That is definitely one of them.
The market still pays those who are patient.
Absolutely.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.